So we'll talk about that. So when was the last time you were clear inside the time here?
Well, actually, a few years back now. I think when I won on Ballincoola, because the time here is always tight. And I've always just gone over, you know, one or two time faults, which as fast as I could have gone on the day, but you look back and think, oh, I wish I'd gone inside. But actually, this horse was a racehorse. He's a fantastic galloper. I was down at halfway, and gradually he clawed it back up, and my God, he can gallop. So made my life much easier. And yeah, at the moment, the ground's pretty good. I thought it was getting a bit firm, but the ground's still riding quite nicely. And the second part of the course is far more galloping. And the first part does ride really slowly, actually, because he's not a slow horse. So I didn't expect to be so down. But no, he's a green horse. It's his first four-star. And what better way to have gone today?
Well, you've took the words right out of my mouth, really. And people are saying that it's a course of two halves. You obviously felt the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's massive, and it's massive all the way. Burley is always big. Everyone forgets that. But I mean, never come to Burley expecting a holiday. And it certainly lived up to its reputation at the big parallels, big spreads, big ditches, and the long distance in the water, I think, is going to catch a few today, because he's long striding. And even there, I had to ride him a bit. But he hung on to his line and wasn't going to waver, which was great.
Well, you said he's a good galloper and he's long striding. How is his show jumping?
Oh, let's not even think about that yet. His show jumping is not his strong phase.
Right, well, we wish you the best of luck anyway.
Well, positive vibes. He jumped clear at Blenheim, so we can do it again.